This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. You know what happens at the end of the week by now, right? Silicon Tally, the game where I and a worthy adversary try and stump each other with numbers from the week's tech news. Today, it's Cory Doctorow, awesome science fiction author and co-editor of the group blog Boing Boing. Cory, you ready to play?
I guess I'm as ready as I could be.
Okay. I'll start. 23 pairs of chromosomes.
Yeah, so there's something going on with the FDA cracking down on 23andMe.
Yes.
The company that will sequence your genome and then patent anything that they find in it.
Okay, you got a number for me?
Sure. 147 million.
Can you give me the unit of measure?
Dollars.
The price that one of the Snapchat co-founders thinks their dog is worth? I don't know.
No, it was a Titanic mysterious Bitcoin transaction. 194,993 Bitcoins changed hands.
Whoa.
Or maybe didn't change hands, so it may have just been one person shuffling his money around between his or her many identities.
Okay, I got a number for you. 100,000 pets.
How many Commodores were sold to school districts across America before they went to the C64?
This is a very good and techie guess, but it's actually the number of pets that will be adoptable at the launch of allpaws.com, the self-described OKCupid of pet adoption.
It sounds like a perfectly bestial notion.
All right, so you got another number for me?
50,000.
50,000 what?
Networks.
The number of networks that the NSA spliced cable on in the last 4 weeks?
Very close. It's the number of networks that the NSA and the British spy agency GCHQ infected with their sleeper agent malware. That's the size of their botnet.
When they finally finish telling all of these NSA stories, we're going to need an index just to understand all of the different programs they used.
Actually, the Electronic Frontier Foundation has that index. There's just been a couple of dozen released so far. This is the story that's going to keep on giving.
Do you have any thoughts on it as a science fiction writer? I mean, were you surprised as this started to come out?
I wouldn't have guessed that cryptographers, because the NSA has some of the world's best cryptographers working for them, that they would embark on a deliberate program of sabotage against cryptographic standards. Weakening the security of the entire internet, that's just beyond the pale.
Cory Doctorow is a science fiction author, co-editor of Boing Boing. Cory, thanks for playing along, man.
My pleasure. Thanks.
Cory Doctorow, a man techie enough to think that Commodore computers might be considered pets. Don't forget to check out our online version of Silicon Tally in quiz format. It's at marketplacetech.org.